Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It is a privilege and an honor to be with you once again, to lead you, to help you, to guide you, to encourage you in the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Favor Life on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and it is an honor to help you, and as I help myself in this process of there. We've been talking about the Abraham process and how there is a place that is by faith that God tells us to go to, and it's the place where he shows himself strong and mighty, this place where he proves himself, but the place where he also makes us. He also blesses us, and he shows that he is greater than any obstacle, anything that we face, or any failure in our life, and he chooses unlikely people to do wonderful things with. And he chose Abraham, as he's chosen you and I, to do something wonderful for his namesake in the earth. And we've been talking, going through the life of Abraham and looking at him as a man, as a human man, and not some superhuman being that we sometimes depict with people in the Bible. We see them as something that is so far-fetched that we can't do it ourselves, but he's an ordinary man living in a time that is not like that is really like ours in some aspects, even though there are some things that are different. There are a lot of things that are the same. So the Bible lets us know there's nothing new under the sun. People are people everywhere in every generation and every century. They're going to be the same. And we watch the same God who was with Abraham be the same God with us. And so we're looking at his life. We're looking at what he's doing. In the 15th chapter of Genesis, we look and see that God is making a covenant in this particular chapter with Abraham. And he comes in, and the word of God says, after these things, which means something significant has happened. Some things have transpired. Some things have taken place in the life of Abraham and Sarah. And remember, I told you, everybody can't go with you, as we said in the previous recordings, everybody can't go with you whenever God is calling to that their place. What God did was he allowed everything that would ever separate or come against or war against the place of there for Abraham to be taken out of his life. His father died, and then we see the point where Abraham and Lot separate themselves. And we understand that God does not allow everyone to be married to the place of our there. And those who he marries to that place are those who are going to encourage us, pray with us, stand with us, help us, and do whatever they can to help get us to that place or make sure that that place is always in the forefront of our mind and our heart, knowing that we're going somewhere, even if we're in a place that doesn't look like we're moving. And the only person that we see that is married to that vision was Sarah, and she goes to the end with him on seeing the fulfillment of Isaac, the manifestation, and everything that God said concerning Abraham. So everybody's not going to be able to do it, but God will have people in your life that will push you all the way through to the very end so that you can see the manifestation of the promise. And they will, too, enjoy the benefits and the blessing because they don't have a selfish motive of why they're doing it. They believe in the God that spoke to you. They believe in you, and they believe that God is going to do something great in your life. So we see here that God said to Abraham after these things, something happened, some significant things have happened, transpired, and you're going to have some things that are going to transpire in your life. There's going to be some things that's going to happen, and after you've gone through certain things, God comes down to encourage and reinstate what he told you. He always shows up at the point and at the period in your life when you need it the most to let you know, I haven't changed my mind about you. And even though some things have happened, even though you might have messed up, even though you might have had some heartbreak or some failure or some folks have walked out on you or it looks like you're not really doing anything, I haven't changed my mind about what I said. And even though you are going through some changes, and it looks like what I said is not going to happen, God comes back and reiterates. He comes back and restates it, letting you know I'm not a liar and I can't fail. And I don't care what it looks like. It's still going to work in your favor. So I'm encouraging you. I don't care what you've gone through. And every one of us go through these periods in our lives, and sometimes they're long periods, where it looks like everything that we put our hand to is not shaping the way that God said. But nevertheless, you're going to get to a place that says in this journey of there and after these things, that means God is going to come back and say something to you to encourage you and let you know it ain't over. I'm still going to do what I said. I'm still God, and I'm still on the throne, and I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to let the enemy win. I'm not even going to let you fail in this. I've got you, and my promises unto you are yes and amen. And before the foundations of the world, I saw you. I knew you. I called you unto myself, and I separated you for my own divine purpose, plan, and I'm going to use you as an instrument in the land to show my greatness and my power and get glory out of you. So sometimes we don't understand it, the process of there, but we got to trust the one that's in control of the there. He's going to make sure that it manifests in our favor and to give him glory. So after these things, the word of the Lord comes to Abraham, and I like that. That means God finds you in the state that you're in, with your head down, discouraged, sometimes not knowing what to do. The word of the Lord finds Abraham. The word of the Lord is going to find you, and it's going to be enough to be the glory and the lifter of your head. It's going to be enough to put you back in the right frame of mind, with the right heart, with the right attitude, with the right conduct, with the right words, because sometimes life happens to us, and it can sometimes knock the wind out of us. But God comes and finds us where we're at, and he still lifts us up just like a good father. If you've ever had a good father, if you've ever fallen down when you were a child or had something that happened that was not good in your life as a child, he came to you, and he said words that made you laugh or told you it's going to be okay. Or when you scraped your knee, he brushed it off. He hugged you. He told you it was going to be okay, that you were good. You were okay. You were going to be okay. If you were a boy, he told you you're strong. Come on, it's going to be okay. It's all right. So, you know, if you had a good father, he found you where you were in that place of being hurt. And he ministered or nourished you back to the place where whatever the event was, it didn't even matter. If it was a scrape on your knee, you had the scar, the Band-Aid, to remind or show everybody, I failed, I hurt myself. But the pain of that thing was not significant anymore. You just had the Band-Aid to show, I survived something. Well, your Heavenly Father is doing the same thing. The Word of God is going to find you wherever you are to encourage you and let you know it's going to be okay, that God has got you in mind, and his plan for you hasn't failed, and it's still going to come to pass, and it's still working for your good, and he's still setting up things on your behalf. So don't be discouraged. So the Word of the Lord finds Abram where he was, and God speaks to him. God speaks to him in a vision, and he says to him, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. And what I like about it, when I read that in the Message Bible, it says this, after all these things, this word of God came to Abram in a vision. Don't be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield. Your reward will be granted. And it will be grand. And what I like about that is God says, what I'm going to give you for trusting me, what I'm going to do in your life for believing and standing on my word and going through some stuff that you probably wouldn't have gone through if you had not started the process of there, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to give you something that's grand. I'm going to give you something that's great. I'm going to reward you and give you more than what you asked me for. I'm going to give you that and much, much more. And we see that in the previous chapters. We see in the previous chapters, because Abraham started on this process there, God began to bless him, because we see that he became exceedingly rich. He became exceedingly great in the land. And so God is letting us know that as you begin to move in this process of there, He's going to first impact you in the spirit realm. He's going to first let you be rich in the spirit. He's going to start building you up in your most holy faith and the word and your experience and your relationship with him. And then he's going to let other things begin to flourish in your life and fall in line. And as you obey God and everything that he's asked and required of you, you're going to see the hand of the Lord bring to you so much abundance that it's going to make even the after these things worth it, because you're going to go through some stuff because of the process of there, and that's going to make you. Your everyday life is making you. The things you encounter are making you. The process is, the thing that you have to remember in this process, you've got to be able to aptly apply the word and know how to apply it. You've got to speak to yourself in those situations, okay, God, I'm here and I'm on the job and this is not acting right. The boss is on me for this. People are on me for that. Or in the home, this is going wrong there. Okay, God, show me what you're trying to teach me in this. Show me what I need to know in this. Show me, Holy Spirit, what I need to say and what attitude I need to take. Don't allow my flesh or the circumstance to speak louder than your voice. Don't allow the circumstance to dictate to me what I should say out of my mouth, because I understand my words are powerful and I'm shaping something with my mouth. So I want to speak the right words, the right decrees. I want to say the right things, because power and death lies in my tongue, and I want to be able to say something that's going to shape my atmosphere and turn the atmosphere in my favor and not in the favor of the enemy or the circumstances. So we see here that the word finds him, God gives him a vision, and he tells him, I'm giving you a promise, I'm your reward. And because I'm your reward, I'm so great and I'm so big, I'm so mighty, I'm so awesome, you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose with me. I'm going to give you something that you yourself can never give yourself. And the vision that God gives him lets him understand, this thing is so wonderful that I could never dream it myself. I could never, ever dream this myself. And so I have to trust that what he has shown me and where he's taken me, that he will surely bring it to pass. God makes a covenant with Abraham. And we know that covenant with us is fulfilled through the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why every promise with us is yes and amen. So you have to understand that if you allow God's promise to meet you, allow God's word to meet you, the covenant of God is meeting you also. And that covenant is going to be fulfilled in your life in every area if you just believe God. Now he says to him that he's going to be the greatest thing. The greatest thing in his life, but the greatest thing out of all the riches, out of all the wealth, out of all the things that God gives him is relationship. God is saying, I'm going to be, even though I'm going to give you the stuff, the greatest thing you're going to have with me is you're going to have a relationship. And the relationship you're going to have with me is going to be so good, and it's going to be so grand that it's going to make up for any place or any area in your life where someone didn't understand you, didn't know you, couldn't see you, didn't understand who you were. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be have an intimate relationship with you that's going to be eternal. And we know the relationship with Abraham was one that was special because God calls him friend. And we want God to call us friend. We read about it in the Word, but I really want to know that I am a friend of God. In other words, I'm someone that he's got to wake me up, because I live to give him glory. I live to give him praise. I live to make sure that he's glorified. So I want him to be pleased with me, and I want to know his heart, and I want him to know what I feel, and my relationship with him will get more intimate and more deeper. I'm not running to hide from him because of failures and mistakes like Adam and Eve did because they failed. I'm saying, God, yeah, you already know that I messed up. You already know my weaknesses. So I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you exposed and saying, here I am. I'm not hiding. You already know, and you've got the blood and your love to cover the multitudes of my sin. So I'm running to you knowing that this word that you've spoken to me is not going to fail, and the vision that you gave me is not going to fail. And every time your word finds me, I'm getting up to continue on the process of there. I'm continuing on at this place where you've called me to. I pray that you have heard this word and that you're grabbing it and that you are enjoying this walk that we're going through in the process of there on Favor Life. I am your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and I pray that next week that you will join me Monday through Friday for another 15 minutes of empowerment, and I pray that you are being blessed by every word that is spoken. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend and worship experience in Jesus' name. Amen.